You know, when you think about a submarine diving deep into the ocean, there's always that really tense movie moment where the hull starts to groan.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like desk boot or something.
Exactly. And you're just sitting there waiting for a single rivet to pop, assuming that, one localized failure is the crisis.
Right, but you're looking for that dramatic breach in one specific spot, completely ignoring that the real danger isn't the faulty rivet at all.
Right.
The actual threat is the cumulative pressure of the entire ocean pressing down on, well, on every single square inch of the hull at the exact same time.
Yeah.
The environment itself becomes the weapon.
Which is such a terrifying thought. And that systemic convergent pressure is exactly what we are looking at today. We are unpacking a highly detailed, honestly incredibly dense alternative intelligence dossier.
Yeah, it's a massive one this week.
It really is. It's the Great Awakening Report's Awakening the Sleeping Giant Weekly Report for the week of August 24, 2026. But hey, before we dive into the deep end here, we really have to lay down some ground rules for you, the listener, regarding how we are approaching this.
Yeah, absolutely crucial context here.
Right, because this dossier contains highly politically charged alternative viewpoints and claims that, well, they completely bypass mainstream news. And we want to be super clear, we are not using mainstream news to support or debunk any of this today.
Exactly. Neither of us is taking a side or endorsing these claims. That's not what this deep dive is about.
Not at all. We are here strictly to impartially unpack the fascinating signals, patterns, and threads contained within the specific source material, just so you can understand the sprawling perspective it presents.
The goal is pure synthesis and analysis of the text. Oh, and for anyone who prefers absorbing this kind of dense material audibly, the report's audio reviews are a fantastic alternative way to consume this content.
Yeah, highly recommend those if you're on the go. So, looking at the big picture of this week's release, the overarching theme is what the author terms the convergence phase,
Right, the convergence phase.
which means the global system is experiencing convergent pressures moving across multiple seemingly unrelated domains. We're talking geopolitics, shipping, energy, food, and, massive capital flows.
Right. The premise being that what previously looked like separate, manageable crises are now interacting in real time. The system is transitioning from localized pressure to actual severe systemic stress.
So it's not about one system collapsing.
No, not at all. It's about whether the global framework can absorb multiple heavy hits simultaneously. And we can actually trace this transition from the theoretical idea of convergence into the real-time financial and geopolitical indicators that are flashing red on this dossier's watchboard.
The tangible squeeze.
Exactly, the tangible squeeze. And the domino that starts the chain reaction here, according to the report, is the Strait of Hormuz.
Which the text identifies as the ultimate global trigger, right?
Right.
Because on August 20th, they tracked a mere 7 commodity vessels moving through that specific choke point.
Because 7, which is staggeringly low.
Yeah, and when you restrict shipping in a corridor that narrow and that crucial, you instantly choke the global supply of oil. Less shipping translates directly into higher oil risk.
Right, and higher oil means higher transportation costs across the board, which injects this massive inflationary pressure into the entire global supply chain. I mean, it's a direct, undeniable mechanism.
Yeah.
But the text doesn't just stop at energy. It points to a blaring warning light in the bond market.
Yeah.
The U.S. national debt just crossed an unprecedented $40 trillion threshold.
$40 trillion. I mean, just saying that number is wild.
It is wild. But to understand why that specific number triggers systemic stress, you really have to look at the cost of borrowing.
Right, because right now, 30-year U.S. Treasury yields have hit 5.3%,
yeah,
which are levels we haven't seen since the chaos of 2007. And the Treasury is actually expanding long-term bond buybacks to try and, artificially inject liquidity into the market.
Because they have to. They are stepping in as the buyer of last resort because organic demand is just evaporating. And the dossier argues this intervention isn't calming the market down at all.
Not even a little bit. And higher yields inevitably bleed into the foundation of the entire economy. They dictate mortgage rates, corporate financing, government spending, everything.
Which brings us to a severe interconnected bottleneck the author focuses on, which is the AI capital wall.
Oh, this part was fascinating.
Right, because we all understand that artificial intelligence requires monumental amounts of electricity. But the dossier suggests AI has actually pushed past its electricity bottleneck and slammed face first into a financing bottleneck.
Because U.S. tech companies have issued $220 billion in AI-related debt in 2026 alone.
Just in 2026.
Right. building the physical infrastructure, the massive data centers, the advanced liquid cooling systems, the heavy grid upgrades, it all requires capital on a scale we've rarely seen. And with those bond yields sitting at 5.3%, borrowing that necessary money is becoming prohibitively expensive. Investors are demanding massive returns just to absorb this unprecedented supply of tech debt.
Exactly. Well, and on top of that capital strain, you have a cascading resource strain. The text highlights that the diesel crack spread, which for those you don't know, is the specific profit margin refineries make for turning crude oil into usable diesel.
Right.
That spread just surpassed $100 for the first time in history.
Wow.
Yeah. And simultaneously, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has tumbled below the 300 million barrel mark, which is widely considered a severe danger zone for national security.
And then there is the agricultural hit.
Oh, yeah, the cattle data.
Right. The U.S. cattle herd has shrunk to its smallest size since 1951.
Yeah.
Just 86.2 million head of cattle.
Since 1951. That's incredible.
Yeah. And that scarcity is pushing ground beef to record totally unsustainable highs. It really sounds like the global economy is an old electrical grid, and someone just plugged in a dozen heavy-duty space heaters at the exact same time. The wires behind the drywall are literally melting.
That is a perfect analogy.
But wait, I need to look closer at this mechanism for a second. How does an AI capital wall connect to something as completely distinct as a shortage in the cattle herd? Like, how do those bridge?
Well, the dossier connects those dots by outlining this web of stress centered on the cost of capital, energy infrastructure, and inflation.
Okay.
So the AI boom drains massive amounts of capital and electricity, yeah, right? The resulting strain on electricity, combined with those skyrocketing diesel costs we mentioned, makes agricultural production and food transportation vastly more expensive.
I see.
Add in the multi-year mega drought in the Southwest, depleting grazing pastures, which reduces the cattle herd and drives up food prices even further.
Wow.
Yeah. And when food and energy prices surge simultaneously, inflation spikes. That persistent inflation forces those bond yields higher, which then circles back to make the AI debt incredibly expensive to service.
It's a ruthless feedback loop.
Exactly.
When these supply chains remain separate, the global system can adapt. But when they lock together into one giant gear, systemic risk rises exponentially.
Absolutely.
And if the financial and resource systems are this highly engineered, the dossier takes a pretty severe turn next. It argues that human health and biology are subjected to an even darker, more intimate level of engineered control.
Yeah, this is where it gets incredibly heavy.
We are moving from the macroeconomics of the globe to the micro level of the human cell, the medical matrix.
Right. This section moves into deeply alternative perspectives on institutional healthcare, starting right at the top with the FDA. The text focuses on the nomination of Dr. Heidi Overton to lead the agency. And it frames this not as a standard bureaucratic appointment, but as a literal war for the ultimate gatekeeper. Because this position controls the national vaccine schedules, arbitrates drug pricing, and dictates the safety protocols of the food supply.
Right.
The premise is simple. Whoever controls that gate controls the biological rules for the entire population.
And those rules, according to a whistleblower cited in the dossier, are terrifyingly cold.
Yeah, they are.
A former senior sales representative for a major pharmaceutical company claims to have been exposed to a K-list, a kill list.
Mm-hmm.
This document allegedly contained 2,847 specific patients for just one financial quarter.
Just one quarter. And the mechanism described here is purely bureaucratic, driven entirely by profit margins.
Right.
The whistleblower claims that chemotherapy doses for these specific patients were carefully calibrated, not to cure their cancer, but to just string their survival along.
Wait, they just strung them along?
Yeah. The overarching goal was to maximize the number of expensive treatments the pharmaceutical company could bill for right up until the exact moment the patient hit their lifetime insurance coverage cap.
So if the patient lived past that financial cap, the company stopped making money on them.
Exactly.
So the dosing protocol was allegedly designed to ensure biological failure right as the insurance funding ran dry. I mean, that is engineered death on a corporate schedule.
It is. It's incredibly dark. And the claims get even more intense from there.
Oh, definitely.
The dossier features testimony from an oncologist regarding a highly classified military-secured medical conference in Bethesda, Maryland.
Right, the Bethesda Conference.
Attendees were supposedly shown something called a quantum cellular restoration unit,
which is detailed as a technology utilizing targeted scalar frequencies.
Yeah.
And the underlying science proposed in the report is that this device reads a patient's original healthy DNA blueprint. It then forces damaged or mutated cells to resonate at that original healthy frequency, effectively repairing the body at a quantum level.
Right. And the oncologist's testimony claims this technology reversed terminal cancers in a matter of days, completely bypassing surgery or radiation.
Wow.
And supposedly, that it has been fully operational in 47 underground military facilities since 2003.
Okay, wait, I have a massive problem with this structurally.
I figured you might.
Yeah, I mean, if a miraculous quantum cancer cure has been sitting in 47 different underground facilities for over two decades, how on earth do you keep millions of doctors, scientists, and technicians perfectly silent?
That's a fair question.
Right. Human nature makes keeping a secret that massive almost impossible.
Well, the dossier anticipates that exact pushback. The architecture of secrecy it describes relies heavily on deep state compartmentalization.
Okay.
So information is strictly siloed. A technician working on the power supply for the unit, well, they have no idea what the unit actually does.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you combine that extreme siloing with massive financial incentivization, like the pharmaceutical rep making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and the severe fear of legal consequences for whistleblowers.
Right, the stick and the carrot.
Exactly. The text argues that silence isn't just requested. It is structurally manufactured and violently enforced. The system is perfectly designed to expel, discredit, or destroy anyone who questions the core profit protocol.
Okay, making sense within the logic of the report. And as a final piece of this medical control matrix, the dossier points to Switzerland, stating the country has completely banned mammography.
Yeah, that was a surprising detail.
The claim is that these tests yield up to 60% false positives, leading to 690,000 devastating overdiagnoses.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, it argues that the radiation and the extreme physical compression of the tissue actually stimulate the tumor growth they claim to be preventing.
Yeah.
So the Swiss ban is framed as a localized rebellion against a medical mafia that profits from turning healthy people into lifelong patients through, well, fear-based propaganda.
Right. And moving beyond earthly control systems like finance and medicine, the author pulls back the final curtain.
Yeah, this is where things get truly cosmic.
They really do. The text suggests that everything from our accepted history books to the physical shape of the planet itself is an elaborate constructed matrix. We are entering the realm of the deep threads.
We are talking about fundamentally suppressed realities here. Take the Knights Templar, for example.
Oh, the Templars, yeah.
The dossier claims they didn't just find ordinary gold or religious artifacts buried beneath the Temple Mount during the Crusades.
Right.
They allegedly excavated an ancient archive containing Atlantean engineering records and functional clean energy devices.
Which completely rewrites history, if true. And a similar cover-up is attributed to the Smithsonian Institution.
Oh, the Grand Canyon story.
Yes. The text points to an explorer named G.E. Kincaid, who in 1909 allegedly discovered an immense underground citadel carved into the Grand Canyon.
A citadel in the Grand Canyon, housing 50,000 people.
Right, capable of housing 50,000 people, filled with intricate Egyptian and Tibetan artifacts, found in 1909.
That is wild, and the reasoning provided for hiding this is fascinating. The dossier claims the Smithsonian buried the discovery to protect the official historical narrative. Because if the public knew about the citadel, it would prove America wasn't a pristine new world discovered by European explorers, but rather a vital hub of a global pre-cataclysmic Tartarian empire.
Right. Tartaria.
Yeah. Tartaria, in this context, refers to a highly advanced, unified global civilization that was intentionally erased from our history books to make modern humanity believe we are the pinnacle of technological evolution.
Instead of a society suffering from collective amnesia.
Exactly.
And that theme of suppressed science bridges directly to Nikola Tesla. The text claims his aether motor, a device supposedly utilizing zero-point energy to create perpetual motion by drawing power directly from the vacuum of space.
Right.
That was actively suppressed by early industrial elites like J.P. Morgan. And the logic is simple. If energy is free and abundant, the entire global financial system, which is based on artificial scarcity and debt, well, it instantly collapses.
But the dossier goes significantly further than just suppressed technology. It targets the physical boundaries of our reality.
Yeah, the literal shape of the Earth.
Right. It claims the Earth itself is not a globe floating in a vacuum, but a stationary physical plane surrounded by a massive Antarctica ice wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the Antarctic Treaty, signed by major world powers, isn't about environmental protection. It's a military blockade to keep independent explorers away from the wall.
And beyond that ice boundary, The text proposes the existence of extraterrestrial lands.
Which is such a twist on that word.
Right. Not outer space, but literally lands extra to our known Earth territory. It cites Admiral Richard Byrd's highly classified Operation High Jump in 1946, claiming he actually discovered these vast, resource-rich lands beyond the poles.
Wow.
So the globe model is framed as a mental cage, designed to make humanity feel isolated, insignificant, and trapped on a tiny rock with limited resources, ensuring total reliance on the ruling class.
But, you know, if the Earth is a managed cage, who exactly are the wardens? The dossier details a breakaway civilization. Since the 1970s, an interplanetary corporate conglomerate has supposedly run permanent high-tech slave labor colonies on Mars under the banner of Project Horizon.
On Mars?
Yeah, on Mars. They allegedly use ancient teleportation portals and reverse-engineered anti-gravity tech to maintain this off-world presence.
And while the breakaway elites operate off-world, earthly control is anchored by three sovereign city-states that operate completely outside normal national jurisdictions.
The Unholy Trinity.
Right. The dossier calls this the Unholy Trinity. You have the City of London, operating as an independent financial nerve center controlling the global money supply.
Okay.
You have Vatican City, which supposedly controls the spiritual and legal frameworks, essentially holding the legal copyright on the human soul.
That is a heavy concept.
Very. And then Washington, D.C., operating as the independent military enforcer to protect the assets of the other two.
And the entities sitting at the absolute top of this multidimensional hierarchy, the dossier claims they aren't even human.
Yeah, the Archons.
Right. It details a reptilian agenda led by interdimensional beings referred to as Archons. These aren't just biological aliens. They are parasitic entities that exist slightly outside our visible frequency.
And to interface with our physical world, the text claims they use something called black goo.
Black goo.
Yeah. This is described as a sentient, inorganic, highly intelligent crystalline oil. It is allegedly used as a vector for AI transhumanism, acting as a biological receiver inside the human body that connects our biology to a global, weaponized 5G frequency grid.
And the ultimate purpose of this incredibly complex control matrix?
Yeah.
To farm humanity for louche.
Louche?
Yeah. According to the esoteric traditions cited in the dossier, louche is the high-intensity energetic frequency generated by human fear, trauma, and suffering.
Mm.
These Archon entities literally consume this negative energy to survive. It's an astonishing premise. It basically takes the concept of an oligarchy and turns it into the Matrix crossed with Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. That is, wow, yes.
Right, where our negative emotions are literally the harvested power source for non-human entities.
It sounds like pure science fiction, I know. But that exact mechanism of energy harvesting is the foundational logic this dossier uses to explain why the world is kept in a constant state of war, economic panic, and biological distress.
But, you know, that raises a massive contradiction for me.
What's that?
If this cabal has total surveillance through digital tracking, financial strangleholds, and chemical control via chemtrails, which, by the way, the text calls Operation Indigo Skyfold, claiming they spray heavy metal nanoparticles to make our atmosphere electrically conductive.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
If they have all that, why is this great awakening happening right now? If they own the farm and all the livestock, why are they suddenly losing control of the operation?
Ah, well, the author introduces a counterforce actively dismantling these control grids, commonly referred to in these circles as the Alliance or the White Hats.
The White Hats.
Great. Yeah. So whether it's covert military factions recovering Tesla's hidden archives, securing those underground teleportation portals, or neutralizing the chemical payloads in the atmosphere, the text outlines a highly coordinated stealth war to break the control structures.
I see. Furthermore, they argue that humanity itself, the planet, is naturally raising its own vibrational frequency.
Exactly.
As the overall vibration of human consciousness rises out of fear and into awareness, the dossier claims these parasitic Archon entities can literally no longer survive in our atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
The frequency of truth and biological sovereignty is acting as an immune system, rejecting the synthetic control matrix.
Which is such a fascinating way to frame it.
Yeah.
And bringing you back from these massive cosmic and historical paradigms down to the immediate moment, the dossier advises its readers on how to navigate this incredibly dense and shifting reality.
Right. What do we do today?
Exactly. It centers its closing thoughts on a celestial event, the August 28th partial lunar eclipse.
Oh, right. The text frames this specific eclipse, which occurs across the astrological Pisces-Virgo axis, as the ultimate metaphor for the current age.
Yeah.
Think about the mechanics of a lunar eclipse. It is Earth's own shadow moving across the face of the moon. It is a celestial moment that forces us to look at our own shadow, revealing the exact things the bright light of day normally conceals.
Beautifully put. Mm-hmm. And the astrological framing is used to outline a psychological strategy here. Pisces is deeply associated with intuition, hidden knowledge, and the unseen realms.
Okay.
While Virgo is associated with rigorous analytical discernment and grounded logic. The author urges readers to balance these two forces perfectly.
Because intuition without critical discernment can quickly devolve into paranoia or illusion.
Right.
But pure, rigid discernment without intuition leaves you completely blind to the subtle signals and patterns that haven't been validated by the mainstream yet.
Exactly. The overarching message is not to fear the massive shadow currently passing over global systems, but to calmly observe what that shadow reveals about the structures around us. You know, release the systems that are failing and decide what new structures to build when the light inevitably returns.
Honestly, despite how heavy, dense, and occasionally dark the information in this dossier is, the tone of the final analysis is remarkably encouraging.
It really is.
The underlying message of the Awakening of the Sleeping Giant report is one of profound empowerment. True independence isn't a grant given to you by a government institution. It is a state of being maintained by individuals who manage to stay mentally and emotionally coherent, even when the macro systems around them begin to wildly destabilize.
Mm-hmm. The call to action is to practice that rigorous discernment, to cultivate extreme patience, and to deeply trust your own intuition as these convergent pressures play out on the world stage.
We really want to express a massive amount of gratitude to you for joining us on this intense journey today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Navigating highly alternative intelligence reports requires a tremendous amount of mental flexibility and patience, and we appreciate you diving into the deep end with us.
And just a quick reminder, if you want to revisit the mechanics of this material or explore the nuances we just couldn't fit in today, the audio reviews attached to the dossier are a fantastic, accessible resource to explore the claims further.
Absolutely, check those out.
Yeah.
So to leave you with one final thought to mull over, we started this deep dive by talking about the immense, invisible pressure of the ocean pressing down on a submarine's hull.
Right.
If the physical boundaries of our world, from the accepted limits of our medical science to the very shape and history of our planet, are even half as constructed and managed as this dossier proposes, well, the most rebellious, powerful thing you can do isn't just fighting their system.
Yeah.
It's figuring out how to build your own. If the reality around you is just a boundary someone else drew, what kind of world are you going to draw for yourself? Keep your eyes open, trust your gut, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.